Morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries, and today I want to talk a little bit about the Democratic National Convention and what I've seen go on there this past week. I was just totally amazed. I have to admit, totally amazed. Number one, that the Democrats left God and Jerusalem topic out of their platform. That, you know, everyone thought it should have been in there, but they left it out. Well, when there was so much criticism of it, when the Republicans and others all jumped all over it, they decided to reform their platform and make an addendum to the platform. Which, number one, you know, kind of weird that you'd make a change on your second day of your convention if your platform was already, you know, set up to start with. Now, a number of things come to my mind listening to that particular segment of the convention. Number one, I was totally taken aback when I heard the gentleman. And you have to forgive me, I don't remember the names, but when the gentleman was reading the addendum to the platform, he mentioned that he was an ordained minister, Methodist minister, and then that automatically struck me as, well, you know, of all people, and he was the one, he admitted that he was the head of the committee or whatever it was that wrote the platform. And for him to leave God and the Jerusalem topic out of it, especially with the turmoil that's going on over there right now, just totally blowed me away. Totally blowed me away. I try to be so open-minded, as far as I can anyway, with the Methodist denomination. And I tell you, the more I watch them, the more they just slink away from the Bible and God. It just amazes me. They're all into the let's just all love each other and everything's rosy-dozy-posy and let's all just get along. You know, that you just can't live that way, folks. That's not enough. That's not what the gospel is. The gospel is a message of Jesus Christ, and with that message, there's the good and the bad. There's heaven and there's hell, and there's a choice to be made. There's a wonderful reward waiting for you, or there's, you know, eternal torment waiting for you. It's not just all roses. You've got to preach the whole of the gospel. And for this guy to admit that he's the one that was the head of the committee, I guess, or whatever that wrote the convention platform to start with was amazing. And then when he brought it up to be changed, and they decided to do the roll call, so to speak, the vote, they admitted that it had to be 2/3 of the people there had to say yay and 1/3 nay. Well, and they did it by voicing, you know, their opinion. And there was no doubt about it that in my mind, that every time he held the vote, and there was no doubt about it that it was either an even call or maybe the noes and the nays had it by just a smidgen. But, you know, let's just say, no doubt it was at least even for yay and even for nay. Yes and no. Now, naturally, the guy couldn't make the call because 2/3 had to say yes. And he started to make the call, and then he said, well, let me do this again. Because he realized he didn't have 2/3. He knew it. So he did it again, and the same result. He could not get 2/3 of the people to say yes and 1/3 to say no. It was too close. It was a tie, almost virtually dead heat tie. And then he was just going to let it go, and as you could hear in the background, very lightly, if you really listen, you could hear the lady say, you've just got to make a ruling and then let them do what they want. And what she meant by that, after we've seen what happened, when she first said it, I thought, what? Maybe she's telling them, hey, they're going to vote it down. Okay, let them vote it down. But then I realized after it was over, what she meant by that was you're going to have to make a ruling saying that the motion carried, whether it did or not, and then they're just going to have to do what they want after that. If they want to rebel, if they want to scream, throw a fit, riot, whatever. But she knew that they had to put that in the platform or they was in deep water. So what happened was is he called it for the third and last time, and they still could not get 2/3 majority of them to say yes. And so he went ahead and said, in the opinion of the chair or whatever it was, you know, we declare this to be passed, or whatever the words he used was. A blatant lie. It was on national TV during the Democratic National Convention, folks. A blatant lie. He knew without a doubt he did not have the votes to pass this, but he lied and said he did anyway because of her instructions to do so. And then the booing and the disagreements that went on after that was just phenomenal. Booing the decision because those people did not want God and did not want to say that Jerusalem was a capital of Israel in their platform. Now, this should be a wake-up call. Now, listen to me, people. Quit this nonsense about being afraid to take a stand for Jesus. Taking a stand for God, taking a stand for the Bible. All you Methodists out there, and all you who claim to be Christians out there, who are Democrats, need to stop it right now. I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm just saying you cannot, as a Christian, have any following to do with any kind of organization or political platform or anything of the kind that has such a huge preponderance against God and against Israel. You cannot follow that type of a platform. For years, you have followed that platform and voted for them, saying that you are going to vote Democratic because you're a Democrat, you know, even though you know that they are. You listen to what they did this year with their platform and their convention, rather. Their whole convention was about women's right to have abortions, the right to kill babies, the right for homosexuals to marry. That's what most of this was about. Illegal immigrants, people coming into the United States by the millions and just living here and getting all of the benefits of a naturalized citizen, even though they're not even citizens. And for the first time ever, they had an illegal person who's illegal in this country speak at the convention, for land's sake. She was an illegal alien. They should have walked right up when she got to the podium and arrested her and sent her back to wherever it was she come from if she's here illegally. That's the law, folks. Let's forget your compassion for 5 seconds and let's think about what we're talking about. They have no right, just like you have no right, to go live in another country without either a visa of some kind to visit there, but you have no right to go live there unless you want to become part of that country. You can get visas to for temporary stuff, yes, and but you can't go over there and get welfare and everything else and all this benefits if you're not a citizen of that country, and they should not be able to come into our country and do that either. I have nothing against them as individuals. I have something against the way they're doing what they're doing. They come in here and they get driver's license legally get a driver's license. They're not even a citizen. They come in here and they get to go to school. They get to go get benefits. They get on Social Security. I mean, they get on public aid and everything. It's amazing. And that's wrong. There's a way that they're welcome to be here if they just do it the right way. And make it all right, and make it all legal and moral and everything else. But the Democratic Party, you could tell, they are one messed up bunch of people right now. And all of you guys that are claiming, and girls that are claiming to be Democrats, but also claiming to be Christians, there's no way you can be. There's just no way. How can you stand up to God? How can you stand up to the most holy God, the only God there is in the universe, the most holy God, and look God in the face come judgment day, look Jesus in the face come judgment day, and say, I'm sorry I voted that I backed and thought it was okay to kill babies. I'm sorry that I went ahead and had abortions and I allowed other people to have abortions and I voted for it. And I'm sorry, you're telling me, God, that, hey, this was against my will and you shouldn't have done it and blah, blah, blah. And you're saying, well, I'm sorry, but that's the way I was. How can you stand there and look God in the face and admit that you was part of this? Have you no shame for anything, even for your own your own destiny, your own salvation? How can you as a Christian read your Bible or have your Bible even read to you come Sundays, listening to the altar or the pulpit and claim to be Christians and hear what the Bible says and then go out and do what you do and go out and vote for the kind of people you're voting for? What in God's name's wrong with you folks? Well, I can tell you in a nutshell what's wrong with you. Either you're not a Christian, or you was a Christian and you fell away from God and you don't even realize it. And now you're out of His grace, you're not doing His will, and you're going to go to hell for it. You Methodists aren't, you know, these big believers in once saved, always saved. So you better set back and rethink your position a little bit. Yeah, maybe you went to your catechism, and became a member of the church back in when you was 7 or 8 years old or something, or 9 or 10 years old, or maybe 15 years old. And then you never lived a day for Jesus the rest of your whole life. All you did was every sinful thing you could think of, drinking and gambling and everything else, and you think that that's an open doorway to heaven for you, living like that? You think that's the kind of life that the Lord expected you to live? I hardly think so. Matter of fact, I know it's not, and so do you. So let's quit kidding ourselves, okay? Let's stand up and be the person you're supposed to be. The Democratic National Convention this year was a joke. It was sick. I watched it, and I'm telling you, it was sickening. Just plumb sickening. They told lies after lies after lies to try to get Obama to look good, and not caring about anything else. They could care less. They don't care about you. They don't care about anybody. All they care about is their platform. Them. The Democrats, that's all they care about. Our side, your side, their side, all that nonsense. Folks, it's time to wake up and smell the roses before it's too late. You want to follow the kind of nonsense like this? It's shameful. You should be shamed. You should be on your knees begging God for mercy. Read your Bible. Nowhere in the Bible does it talk about it's okay to kill unborn children. Nowhere. Nowhere in the Bible does it talk about it's okay for a man to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman. Nowhere in the Bible does it talk about it's okay for man to have sex with man and woman to have sex with woman. Nowhere in the Bible does it talk about it's okay for a man to have a sex change and become a woman. And nowhere in the Bible does it talk about a woman going and having sex changes and becoming a man. Nowhere, nowhere, nowhere. And the sad part is you people know it. All you Christians know it. All of you Democrats know it. It's not in the Bible. You cannot. I never used to think this way, but I'm convinced the Lord has convinced me. Not you, not anybody else, not the Republican Party, nobody. The Lord convinced me that you can't be a Democrat and be a true follower of Jesus Christ. I believe that with all my heart and all my mind now. I never used to. I was raised a Democrat. For years and years and years. You cannot be a Democrat, a true Democrat, and also be a true Christian. You can't do it because they don't mix. They're like oil and water. They do not mix. I'm sorry, folks, but that's the way it is. Think about what I've said to you. You'll find out it's true. Got any questions, email us. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CampPoint, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.